This is Dr. Mariah White, host of Your Life Matters. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is that you are plugging in today, listening into this episode of Choose to Rise, I am grateful for you. Thank you so much for plugging in today and listening in, learning all about ways that we can make the most of every single day. I don't know about you, but I like to maximize my time. I like to make sure that I'm checking off my list. I'm trying to think of all the ways that I can just make the most of every moment that I have. And it's really hard for me to slow down. I'm an Enneagram 3. It's just something that is about me. But when I think about today's topic, making the most of every day, I really want you to not think about checklists, but I really want you to think about like making the most out of the moments in your day. Today, I want to share with you some tips, some strategies on how to make the most out of the time that you have, and not in a productivity way, but in a way that you can really enjoy life around you. And so one of the first things you do, they often say, you know, like the early bird gets the worm, right? That's still true. The earlier you are up, the better you have of making the most of every opportunity that you have. So waking up early is definitely the number one way that you can make the most out of your day. Simply having more time in your day simply makes that happen. So, second thing that you can do is to visualize your day, really thinking about what it is that you want to accomplish. And this is kind of that productivity area, but it's really more about visualizing how you want your day to go. If you can see it, you can achieve it. I know that sounds cliche, and I know that a lot of people don't believe in that kind of thing, but really what you think about, you become. And so if you can think about having an amazing day, if you can write down some affirmations that are power statements for you, if you can change your self-limiting beliefs into affirmations that you read and power statements that you can read every single morning, it starts your day off on a good foot, and you'll be able to visualize yourself having a great day, and therefore you will have a great day. The third thing you can do, is to plan your meals. To really think about what you're going to have for the day, the more decisions you can make early, or the more bulk decisions that you can make, if this is a scientific thing, that the more decisions that you make at once, it leaves you with more energy to have those other things happen naturally for you the rest of the time. So I like to do a lot of meal planning and meal prepping in the sense of it's all done for me. I do it all in a couple hour chunk on a Sunday or a Saturday. And then it's just ready to go all week long. And I don't have to think about what's for dinner, what I'm going to have for lunch, if I need groceries at the grocery store, I just have all the things I need and it's ready to go. It's kind of a grab and go situation, which not only saves time, but energy and brain power and all the things. And it just makes your day go smoother. Next thing I have for you is more of that kind of holistic look on making sure we're taking care of ourselves and maximizing their day the best way possible, finding the good and doing things that you love. When you can find the good in every situation, because there's always good in every situation, even if it's a bad thing that's happened, there is something good that comes along with it. Life is 50-50. And, you know, while we don't always see the good in the moment, while we don't always see the things that are the most positive at the time of maybe something that's happening, there's always good there. And so when we can slow down, when we can reflect, when we can really take time to think about what's going on in our life, we find the good everywhere. And that just makes us more joyful and it helps us maximize our day in the best way possible, making the most out of it. Another thing was doing things that you love. When you are doing things that you love, you kind of get into that flow. And that's a flow is a state of mind where you are in a space where time just disappears, where you are in the mojo of just life and you are feeling good about it and you're being productive and you're doing the things. So when you can do the things that you love.
Virginia, William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. and we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
You know, they always say, what's that phrase? Do something you love and you won't ever feel like work, or work and never, you'll never work a day in your life, or something like that. Have a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Something. Anyway, doing those kinds of things really is true. They don't make these cliches and people repeat over and over again if they weren't true. Just trust me here, right? Sixth thing is to make time for rest. I just did a podcast last week about solitude and rest and taking time to reflect and be for yourself. I would definitely say you need to make sure that you're getting plenty of sleep. Sleep is the number one way that your body recharges, how your body recuperates, and how your body kind of cleans out the system and starts over. It's your body's time to kind of regenerate itself. And so when you're not taking time for rest, you're not giving your body the adequate time to get things done. So it's kind of like if you were to get a housekeeper, and say she has, you know, 6 hours to clean your house, and you keep coming home 4 hours in and saying, oh, you have to be done now. Like, your house would never be completely clean because you told her she had 6 hours. And so when you can, you'll just always be functioning in that lower state of cleanliness in the sense of your body. When you give yourself adequate time to sleep, give yourself some adequate time to rest, your body can recuperate and be the very best it needs to be to move forward and making the most out of your time together. So next one is to practice gratitude. When you can find gratitude, when you can find the good in the world, you will have a much more happy and joy-filled life. I know we've talked about this 100 times over, so I'm not going to beat the dead horse. The next thing I have for you is to be present 100%. You know, grow where you're planted is a phrase that it gets thrown a lot. But also one of the things that my friend Trina says a lot is, I want to be 100% present with where I'm at. I don't want to be thinking about email. I don't want to be thinking about my kids. I don't want to be thinking about, something else when I'm supposed to be in the moment and thinking about the person or the thing that's at task. And so when you're present in a situation, you're able to give 100% of your attention to it. And then you probably move through that task faster because you're giving your full attention instead of being distracted and moved around a million times over. And then the last one I have for you is to spread kindness, right? Go be joyful. The kindness is the biggest boomerang. Love and kindness are the biggest boomerangs you'll ever have. If you put more love out in the world, if you put more value out in the world, if you put more kindness out in the world and treat other people the way you would want to be treated, then it just all comes back to you. I promise. The universe rewards good behavior. The universe knows that you have amazing things going on in your life and you deserve them, and that you, you spreading kindness is kind of the key to having more people spread kindness to you and the world just being a better place all the way around, and everyone being able to make the most out of every single day. So spread some kindness, be moving your body every day, be present, set daily tasks, practice gratitude, make time for rest, do things you love, find the good in the world, visualize your day, plan out those meals, wake up early, and really just make the most of every single moment that you have, because we are not guaranteed the longest life here on this earth. In fact, the best place is yet to come. But when we are here, let's make the most of it, and let's be the most joyful, most happy, most loving and kind people that we can be, so we can just continue to spread that love and joy to others. I hope you have a great day, everyone. And I'll see you back here again next time. Tomorrow is the first day of spring, and I'm so excited about that. It's finally going to be here for that. And then next week is Easter. I'm pumped for that too. And then we'll soon be switching over to our new podcast platform. So stay with us, stay with me, and follow along over on social media at Choose to Rise Up on Facebook. I'll be going live there and doing the podcast on live version first, earlier in the week, and then it'll become podcast form on Fridays. So two ways to get a hold of the content and to be a part of it, and to just be a part of rising up of your current situation to live your best life, because that's what we're here for. Have a good one, everyone.